Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor. And I'm Savannah. And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody. In case you didn't notice, that was actually not Savannah's voice. That was me pretending to be Savannah. So we don't have a normal episode for you guys this week. It's a little bit different. We've had a really big week. Savannah moved into her new freaking house. Shout out to you, Savannah. That's amazing. We love to see a good girl boss moment. Me, on the other hand, not having a good girl boss moment. I have COVID, so sorry for the way that I'm sounding right now. I know it's not great. And it's one of the reasons why we chose to not record a new episode this week. So what we have for you this week is what was previously episode 33. So we recorded, edited, and scheduled and uploaded the episode just like normal, like we do every single week, but for some reason it only uploaded onto certain platforms, and most of our listeners come from Apple Podcasts, and tragically it did not go on Apple Podcasts, so only about 20 people have listened to the episode. So shout out to those 20 people who've heard it. Sorry you have to hear it again, but you know, it's been long enough, maybe you've forgotten. But yeah, you know, episode 33 was one of our favorite episodes. It's so good. It's really crazy stories. So I'm excited for you guys to hear it. I just have to do a little warning. It was episode 33, which was like about a year ago. So our sound is a little bit different. You know, back then it was a little worse. We didn't really know what we were doing. Still kind of don't. But, you know, I listen to it. It's good. So, you know, hope you guys enjoy.
So this week I'm doing a haunted area, and it's in Pennsylvania, like I said before to you.
Yes.
I said to you, nobody else.
To me only. I'm the only one that can relate.
So it is Gettysburg.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln?
Yes, but he is not really in this story.
I just had to, yeah, I mean, I kind of figured he wasn't, but you know, shout out to my man Abe.
Yeah, we're focusing more on the Battle of Gettysburg, not really the Gettysburg Address.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
because, you know, ghosts from the battle.
Yeah. I'm excited either way.
Yeah. So, I've actually been to Gettysburg in like middle school, I think.
That's so crazy. I want to go.
Yeah, because, you know, I lived in Pennsylvania and it was like, I think it was like a 2.5 hour drive. Like, we went on a field trip there. For history class, and I really do not remember any of it.
Wow.
I just remember because we got to go to the King of Prussia Mall afterwards.
Mm-hmm. But you remember that?
Yeah, I remember going to the mall because it was like the bigger mall that was like farther away from where we lived. So yeah, it was like really cool. Like, oh, we get to go to the mall.
I am literally so dead at that. That's sad that you don't remember. Yeah. So you don't even know if you saw a ghost.
Yeah, I don't really remember at all. Like, I vaguely remember. And then you know what I really intensely remember, though, about this trip?
Is
being at the mall.
Oh, my God.
And my friend Callie, she got 3 tubs of cotton candy at Hot Topic.
Oh, 3 tubs? Wow.
Yeah, because it was, I think it was buy 2, get 1 free.
Oh, okay, yeah. She had to get the deal. So,
exactly, she had to. And then I think I got, like, earrings at Arrow, and I still have them.
Wow.
But
that is so funny. Shout out to Callie.
I know. Yeah, shout out. But, yeah, that's what I remember from my trip to Gettysburg, and that wasn't even in Gettysburg. That was, like, on our way home. So, anyways, we're going to get into what I've learned online since I didn't learn anything from that trip.
For sure. It wasn't one that really stuck with you, I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't know if it's because it was in middle school or just because it was, like, boring. I don't know.
I mean, that was also a long time ago.
Yeah, see.
It must have been really boring, though. Like, because I remember my middle school trips. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I did actually reach out. I asked Callie if she remembered anything from it. She only remembered the cotton candy, too. So, you know.
Yeah, okay. So, it definitely wasn't memorable.
Yeah. Okay, so Gettysburg is haunted, though. It's, like, the whole city is pretty much haunted.
Whoa.
With, like, Civil War.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna get into, like, a little bit of the history first, you know, just in case you don't live in America or if you were, like, asleep during history class.
Me. You know? Actually me.
Mm-hmm. So the real basics, right? Gettysburg is a Civil War battleground. And the U.S. Civil War was fought, you know, over slavery. Mm-hmm. The southern states, the Confederacy, they wanted to secede from the U.S. because, you know, they wanted to keep their slaves.
Yeah.
And the northern states, the Union, they wanted to make slavery illegal. So the Battle of Gettysburg was actually, like, a big turning point for the Union and, like, led to them winning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. And this battle had the most casualties of all the battles of the Civil War.
No way. I don't think I knew that.
Mm-hmm. But casualties, I didn't realize it means dead and injured. I thought it was just
dead. Oh, yeah,
dead.
No, it's definitely both.
Yeah. But, so, like, over 50,000 casualties.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. And that, like, that's 50,000 people and also, like, thousands of horses, too.
No, not the horses. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that breaks my heart. Yeah.
I know. You never really think about that when you're thinking of, like, war.
No, that's so sad.
Because, like, back in the day, I don't know. I guess they probably don't still, like, just ride horses during
No.
But,
No.
They definitely But, yeah, back in the day, they would just take their horses in and they would die along with them.
Oh, my God, that is so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so some say the souls lost during that battle still live on the on the grounds and
okay.
like, haunt the area.
Does that include the horse ghost?
You know, I actually didn't really see much about horse ghosts, but I would not doubt it.
Wow, okay, well, hopefully, maybe it's a good thing that you didn't see a lot on horse ghosts, because maybe they just, like, you know, moved on to their next life or something peacefully. Mm-hmm. Because they had to die so tragically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so the battle started on July 1st of 1863 and went on for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of casualties for only 3 days.
Yeah. And it's also, like, this really grosses me out that it's, like, in the summer heat because it was in July.
Ew.
And it was, like, in the middle of the war. Which kind of confused me a little bit, because, like, the Gettysburg Address, I guess, was in the middle of the war.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I didn't really
Yeah,
know
like,
that.
You thought it, like, ended it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Well, so, the Gettysburg Address, if I'm remembering correctly, which I'm pretty sure I am, it did legally, like, federally end slavery, but it since, like, it was so long ago, it took a long time for word to spread. That, like, that had happened.
Oh, right, right.
So, like, it took, like, time for the war to end everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I think I remember, so.
Okay. Because, okay, so also the fact that this battle was in July and then the Gettysburg Address wasn't until November.
Oh, wow.
So, it took a few months.
Yeah.
And then the war didn't end until, like, 2 years after that.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's some fun facts about history. So many had to be buried during the battle since, you know, there are so many casualties.
Mm-hmm.
And most people did get moved after the battle ended, but there are some who were never able to be moved. So the battlefield is a graveyard. So.
Oh, that's dark.
Mm-hmm.
That's dark that they had y'all middle schoolers walking out there on a graveyard.
Oh, I know. I do, okay, now that I'm, like, talking about it a little bit, I do vaguely remember cannons.
Oh, interesting.
I think I might have been there a second time
Savannah.
With, like, my brother's Boy Scout troop or something, but I don't know if that was the same place or not.
I was gonna say, you're telling me you've been twice and you don't remember anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, vaguely. I vaguely remember. But, yeah, so it is, like, a graveyard. There were still some bodies being found in 1996.
Oh, wow. And when yes. It started in 18 what?
The war, this battle was in 1863.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no wonder there's ghosts.
Yeah, obviously.
People say that even the ghost of the Confederate general himself, Robert E. Lee,
Is
seen the Gettysburg battlefield.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of weird because, so he actually died long after this battle, after the war. Like, he died in his own home in Virginia.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. But this battle was, you know, so important to his life and, you know, the war that he was the general for. Yeah, the leader of the Confederacy. That people say, like, he goes back to it because this is, like, such a big moment for his life, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. I guess when it started to go bad because he lost.
Yeah.
But anyway. So let's get into the haunted places. I'm going to talk about some of the places that are haunted, like, on the battlefield itself. And there's also no way that I got them all because there's so many haunted places to talk about in Gettysburg.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So let's start with the Devil's Den.
Ooh, I love the
name. So this is an area on the battlefield with big boulders. Confederate soldiers hid and attacked the Union here. And they actually won this battle.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. People report seeing soldiers in Civil War uniforms that, like, disappear when they're seen.
Whoa.
So they'll, like, I guess turn around and see somebody there, and then they just, like, disappear.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. And people have also heard cannon fire when there's, like, no cannons firing. They hear people running and screaming. And this one's kind of bad. They hear people choking on blood.
Oh my god. That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like since the Confederates won this battle, it's like the Union who were like running and screaming and stuff, which is...
Oh, that's so sad.
Makes it so bad, yeah. Okay, well, moving on.
Moving on from the sad.
Yeah, this one is Sachs Covered Bridge. I think I'm saying that right. It's S-A-C-H.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Sachs Covered Bridge. It was built in 1852. So it was like 10 years old at the time of battle. And people actually use it for pictures now because it's so pretty. But it has a creepy history
during the war.
Mm-hmm. So most of the soldiers were, like, you know, young boys during the war. And a lot of them would abandon their posts just because they're like...
They're little boys. Like, they don't want to be in the war.
We don't have to do what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So three Confederate soldiers, they dressed up in Union gear and tried to blend in with them.
Oh my god. That's smart, Loki.
Yeah, but they were discovered by the Union soldiers.
Oh no.
And you know what they did to them?
No, they definitely
killed them. They wanted to set an example. So they hanged them on the bridge.
Oh my god. No, not the bridge that everybody takes pictures at.
Yeah. So people have reported seeing things on this bridge, especially at night. They report seeing floating heads and, like, faces under the bridge.
Oh, absolutely not. That just gave me the chills.
I know. I low-key want to go, though, and take pictures or something.
No, I feel like this one is, like, really attainable to go to, and we should definitely try to take some pictures. But honestly, Savannah, like, if I see a face underneath that bridge, I'm running.
I mean, people say it's, like, mainly at night, though.
Well, so, yeah, we have to go at night.
I guess so, yeah. I wonder if they have, like, night tours. I feel like they might.
Or we just go anyway.
I think in Gettysburg, you know, the hauntedness of it is a really big tourist attraction.
Oh,
so they
sure.
probably do have night.
Yeah, I'm sure they have, like, the haunted ghost tour. Like, we have a ghost tour in Wilmington.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure they have one there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on again to Iverson's Pits. This is named after Alfred Iverson, who he led a Confederate brigade. I said that weird. Confederate brigade. They were actually from North Carolina.
Shout out.
shout out, but also
not also really not shout out. not in this situation.
Yeah, not in this context. His brigade, they snuck over to like attack the Union.
Oh no.
But the Union saw them coming and hit them hard.
Yeah, the Confederates really seemed, they wanted to be tricky, but they were really bad at it, it sounds like.
I know. They like won the one battle that I talked about, but yeah. Then all these other ones, the Union just was hitting them. So this battle ended with many Confederate soldiers dead, and this is kind of gross. I forgot about this. There was a mass grave formed here,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's called the Pits.
Oh.
Yeah. And after the war, the owner of the land, supposedly he continued to farm there and said that the wheat grew the tallest on that portion of the land.
Oh, wow. That's probably true because, like, mm-hmm. the bodies are, like, helping the grass grow. I mean, like, they definitely are. That's, like, mm-hmm. a thing.
Can you grow wheat like that? Like, what do you... That's just so gross.
Oh yeah, no, that's disgusting. Like if somebody ate that.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Ew. Somebody ate body wheat. And we're back. Sorry, we had technical difficulties. But anyways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad said that I could shout him out because he turned the vacuum on, so he kind of messed me up. So anyways, back to the regular scheduled programming.
Definitely.
Okay, so back to Iverson's Pits. The last thing I have to say about this is that there are unexplained lights seen there and yelling.
Oh, heard. Well, I wonder what the lights are.
I know.
Creepy.
Yeah, I really don't. The aliens?
Aliens? Oh, snap.
Just a twist right there. No, I don't know. But yeah, that's all I have about that one.
Yeah, those pits are creepy and gross.
Yeah, definitely. Body wheat.
Ew, body wheat.
Okay, so next is Spangler's Meadow. See, a haunted place would not be a haunted place without a woman in white.
Oh, of course.
So, in Spangler's Meadow, there is a woman in white, and she is searching for someone. No one knows who she's searching for, or who she even is. Some think that she is one of the nuns who came after the battle to tend for the wounded.
Oh, that's sad that nobody knows who she is, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately. But, I mean, people just assume that she's... a nun / nurse, I guess.
What do you think her name was? I'm guessing Peggy.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. She's speaking through me right now.
Okay. Well, was that even a name back then?
Actually, yes, it was, because Peggy was a Schuyler sister, if anybody's seen Hamilton. And that was in the early 1800s, so.
Okay.
Anyway. Peggy.
That's probably what you're
Yeah, no, definitely. Of. Definitely. Anyway, Peggy aside.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I have two more things about the battlefield. There's Culp's Hill, and people have heard sounds of someone saying, "Help me."
Oh, no.
Yeah, so maybe someone wanting to, like, go home. Or, like, someone stuck or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
And then there's also Hospital Woods, which was, like, a field or, like, some woods that were used as a hospital during the war.
Mm-hmm.
Two soldiers from Mississippi have been seen here, and there are other ghosts also seen on the street where there's actually now homes there, and they're heard banging on doors, turning on lights, and moving furniture around. And Ooh. They even leave nail holes in furniture.
What? First yeah. of all, I would be so mad if a ghost put a hole in my freaking furniture.
I know. And it's like, they're not even putting actual nails. They're just putting the holes.
Like, put the nail if you're going to at least make the hole. What in the world?
Right.
The disrespect is so real with ghosts nowadays.
I mean, they're from Mississippi, though, so isn't that Confederate?
Oh, well, makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so now we're going to move into town. I have a few things in town that are haunted. There's a lot, but, you know, I only have a few listed here. So starting with the Cashtown Inn, so there were some soldiers killed here. The owners of the inn have reported seeing orbs, and this is weird, skeletons.
okay.
I don't really know what that means, but okay.
Okay, here's just what I want to know. Like, are they seeing, like, a specter, like a skeleton ghost, or bones?
Right, like, I don't know.
Either way, it's still weird, but I would just like clarification on that.
I know, yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't dive deep enough into that. I don't know. And they supposedly have captured pictures, but I haven't dug deep enough to find them.
Pictures of the skeletons?
I guess, and I think probably of the orbs.
Oh, yeah, definitely, probably the orbs instead of the skeletons.
Yeah, there's also been thumping doors, which, okay, flickering lights, and doors locking randomly.
Oh, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, now that I'm looking at this, three of these are hotels. Oh. So that first one was the Cashtown Inn. This one's the Gettysburg Hotel. So the Gettysburg Hotel has a ghost named Rachel, actually.
Oh, Rachel.
She's a Civil War nurse, and she's seen around the hotel, like, wandering, and she actually wanders the streets, too. She's looking for soldiers to tend to.
Aw.
Yeah. And she also opens drawers in the rooms in the hotel and, like, takes clothes out.
Why?
Like, okay. She's just trying to be destructive. I don't know.
She's bored.
Mm-hmm. There's also a ghost of a wounded soldier and a ghost of a woman seen dancing in the ballroom.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So there's a few little ghosts in this hotel.
I love a haunted hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like all of the hotels and inns here are haunted.
So. I want to go here so bad. It just sounds like the ghost town.
I know.
But not like, a regular ghost town.
I hate that I didn't realize that when I went.
And maybe even twice, Savannah.
I know. I'm going to have to ask my dad because he'll probably remember if
he went. You know, third time's the charm.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. okay, so the next hotel is the Balladary Inn. I think I'm saying that right. This was actually a hospital field during the war. So I guess they built it on top of that land, right?
Oh, okay.
And it is haunted by Confederate soldiers that are buried nearby underneath what is now a tennis court.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I wonder if how they feel about being a tennis court now.
I know. I mean, sucks for them.
Yep, sure does.
That's all I have about the Balladary Inn. That one I don't really want to go to because they don't seem as nice because, you know, it's just a bunch of the Confederate soldiers.
Yeah, I want to go to the one where they're dancing. The dancing ghost.
Yeah, the Gettysburg Hotel.
Yes.
With the woman dancing in the ballroom.
Yes.
Okay, I have one more place that's haunted in Gettysburg. And this one, I think you'll want to take a ride on this.
Ooh.
It is the ghost train.
Yeah. Oh, sign me up right now. Mm-hmm.
You can actually take a train ride across the battlefield. And it is like it's a ghost train. So, like, that's what it's marketed as, too.
Yeah.
It's a 90-minute ghost tour.
What?
And passengers have smelled cigar smoke on the train, and they've even, like, seen soldiers near the tracks out the window.
No way.
And on the train with them, too.
That sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also scary. But, like, wow. That's insane.
I know. I want to go on a ghost train. Like, what?
Right. I definitely. First of all, I've never been on a train. Not really. So I want to go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've been on trains so much.
See, not me. Like, I've been on maybe one, like, at the Tweety Railroad, but, like, that's not, like, a train.
Oh, my God. No, because my my grandpa, he worked for Amtrak and New Jersey Transit for like years and years. So, and my uncle still works for the trains. So like we've just always been taking trains and stuff. And I actually took a train up to Philly before and back. And it's like, it's a pretty long train ride. Honestly, from North Carolina to Philly.
Oh, for sure. I feel like train is like a convenient way to travel, and I'm kind of mad that I haven't used it before.
See, it is, but like when I took it, it was like supposed to take like 8 or 9 hours because that's how long it takes to drive.
Oh, okay.
But it did end up taking like 12 hours.
Yikes.
I believe.
Okay, wait, here's the real question that's not important to your story, but I just want to know, do you get, like, sick, like, car sick from being on a train?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I don't really remember that much. I actually haven't been on one in a while.
Suddenly, Savannah just can't remember anything in the past.
I know. My memory's, you know, not that good, but, no, but I love trains. I was thinking about going on a train ride recently.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Next trip, Juju, Poe, go plan it.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to go to Gettysburg.
We also used to take, like, the train, just more like the transit system around Philly and New Jersey, because that's, like, way bigger there than it is around here, because there's, like, none here.
Yeah, there's one of those, like, in Charlotte, though. So, like, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like, that's very convenient.
Yeah, there was one right near my high school. Oh, so that's you could, really like, cool. walk from the high school right there. And you could get on a train and just go into the city. Like, some of my friends' parents would take the train to work every day.
Oh, that's so
cool.
So,
yeah, that's, like, weird that you've never really been on a train to me.
Yeah. There's so many differences.
But I know. Okay, now that we're way off topic.
yeah, anyway, back to Gettysburg.
Oh, I just said I'm done with Gettysburg.
Oh, okay. Well, I really want to go to Gettysburg. That's crazy.
I know. It would be so fun. Like, now that I'm actually, like, I never really thought about how haunted it is there.
Yeah. No, that's extremely haunted. Literally the whole town. Ah, okay. We have to go. I have been literally shaking in my boots from the moment that you told me what your story was, Savannah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I know that our listeners don't believe us, probably, when we say that we don't tell each other our stories. But it's like every single week there's a big connection. But this week takes the cake.
Is this going to be a Civil War one
too? Oh, 100%.
Oh, gosh.
And in fact, so I am covering the legend of Fort Warren today.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put it out there right now that you had the woman in white. And baby, I have the lady in black.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, that's crazy. But...
I've never really heard of this fort, I don't think.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't either, but I found it, and I was like, this is really cool. So, like I said, we're doing The Legend of Fort Warren, and Fort Warren is actually in Boston, Massachusetts. Okay. So, it was on the Union side of things when the war was going on. But Boston is obviously, like, a super famous city.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, but it actually has some really dark history that not a lot of people know about. Like, I know history, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. But you know, like the tea, you know, all the things.
Oh yeah, the Boston Tea Party and everything.
Yeah, and it's also a harbor city, so like that also just makes like a city like it makes a city even bigger because you know more trading, more people coming in and out. So it's also seen a lot of tragedy and death. And it actually, I didn't know this, but apparently Boston is one of the most haunted cities in the United States. Not like,
oh, really?
It's like in the top 10. And I was like, what? I don't even think I knew that.
Okay, what do you think the criteria is for that?
I've always wondered, because we're always like, this is the most haunted whatever. That's what I'm saying.
Like, a lot of things we do, we're like, this is the most haunted. It's like, maybe it is, but...
To be fair, this is only our 33rd episode, so we could have covered, like, the top haunted things.
That's true. Okay, I believe you.
I mean, I don't actually know, though. You didn't hear from me. I mean, you did, but I don't know.
okay.
But apparently, allegedly, says someone, Boston is one of the most haunted cities in the United States. So... Mm-hmm. At the very entrance of the infamous Boston Harbor, sits a nearly 2-century-old Fort Warren. So she's very old. And Fort Warren, it's found at, like, it's this place called George's Island. Don't know why it's called that. Probably could have looked into it. But, so George's Island and Fort Warren was created as a defense strategy for the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So literally. Okay. And it actually took the Army Corps of Engineers over 16 years to build. And I don't know, shout out to whatever episode it was, don't remember, but of Lake Lanier, that also had something to do with the Army Corps of Engineers. So go listen to that episode.
Well, so it took them 16 years to build, but it was just for the Civil War?
Yep. So I don't know. I couldn't find any, like, you know what?
I bet they built it.
Well, I guess they mean to finish. They definitely mean to finish it.
Oh. When did they start?
I don't know. Okay. I did not write that down. But yeah. Like, but it's like huge now. So I don't know how many like pillars and like buildings it had at the beginning when they first used it. So I don't know. Because it makes sense though, because it was actually used in all of the wars all the way up from the Civil War all the way up to World War II. So I'm sure they just kept adding on and adding on to it. So Fort Warren was actually named after this guy named Joseph Warren. And I didn't really know who he was. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Well, he was the man who was sent to Paul Revere to go tell the people, the British are coming, the British are coming. So that's crazy.
Oh my God, so he sent him.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's crazy. So that's who.
So if he would have just went himself, he would have been
He would have been, famous. Yeah, crazy. But I mean, he at least still has this fort. I mean, I didn't know who he was, but you know, crazy. So Joseph Warren was actually a doctor and a war leader, like in the Revolutionary War. We're switching up wars here, obviously, if you can't tell. Like I said, this place has been through every single war. So, anyway, he was just like a pretty big character in that. So that's why they named it after him. And sadly, he was actually killed in a battle in North Carolina, just like your story. So.
Oh, no.
I know. So sad. But so at this time, Fort Warren served as a training camp and a prison, like throughout the Civil War. And like I said, it played a part in World War One and Two. So in World War One, it was the command center for the harbor defenses. I don't really know what that means, but you know, somebody might. And in World War Two, it was also used as a command and defense center for the harbor. And okay, also it's important to know that during all of the wars, Fort Warren is super tall. So like you could really see people coming from a really far distance away. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was like a real solid place to be.
I think I want to say that I know what these towers look like.
Yeah, because, I think so too.
Because I've been to some in Delaware and I feel like they're very similar.
Yeah, they probably are.
Because are they just like on our towers? The ones that I've been to, like you could actually climb up.
Whoa.
They might not be as tall as what you're saying, but they were just like lookout towers.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which, crazy. But yeah, so after 1950, the fort was actually rendered permanently inactive, and it was officially decommissioned. So today, it's literally just like a public recreational ground where you can like go and tour it and just, you know, be immersed in the history of war. So that's cool. But, you know, we're not here for the history. No. We're here for the ghost. So
it's like a little bit of history, but mostly the ghost.
Yeah. Learn maybe like one thing, like, you know, Joseph Warren sent Paul Revere. That's cool.
Exactly.
But the fun story. So I told you we're going to learn about the ghost that is known today as the Lady in Black.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a story of Melanie Lanier. So Melanie Lanier is, without a doubt, the most famous ghost from Fort Warren. She's the one that, like, most people claim to see. Her husband was actually a Confederate soldier. and he was imprisoned at Fort Warren. He, and this is just so crazy too. So he was captured in a battle in North Carolina, right? And he was captured like really, really, really early into the war. And that's when he was, they were like, the Union soldiers took him to Fort Warren with a lot of other Confederate soldiers that they like captured.
Just to, like, sucks for them.
Yeah. They were like, we're locking you up. Sorry about it. Which I think is funny. Like, I didn't really realize that they did that. Mm-hmm. But, so somehow, some way, Melanie found out where they were holding him. Because obviously, like, you know, this is the way, way back when. Like, we didn't have cell phones. Like, where are you at, Joseph? Like,
yeah, no cell phones, no internet to look up.
No, no nothing.
Or anything. No actual phones, probably.
Exactly. Like, you honestly couldn't even send a letter. Like, you could, really? But, like, so she had no idea where he was. She had no idea if he was okay or anything. But somehow, some way, she found out that they were holding him at Fort Warren. So some people actually say that he was able to smuggle a letter out to her to tell her. And that's how, like, she found out. Because literally there's no other way that she would know, like, unless somebody told her.
Maybe. Or maybe she just had, like, a telepathic, okay, like, true, feeling.
True. Right? That's, yeah, true. And what's the most interesting about it is that no letter was ever recovered. So, like, to prove that, like, somebody told her or, like, that he sent it. Mm-hmm. So maybe she just knew. She felt, I mean, her love from across. And I don't know where she lived. Mm-hmm. I didn't look it up. But so I don't know how far away in distance that was. But he was fighting in North Carolina. And this is in Boston. So I don't know. That's pretty far away.
Mm-hmm.
But so regardless of any of that, she was like, I have to make it my mission to go rescue my husband and escape. So,
right, as you do.
Yeah, like, just obviously, as you would. And one night, she was like, all right, you know what, tonight's the night. So she popped on a boat that took her to George's Island, or, like, really close to it. And it had been rumored that she had found a Confederate ally that let her stay, like, he, like, lived really close, like, secretly to the fort, and he, like, let her stay there, apparently, so she could, like, make her plan of how she was gonna prison break this situation.
Yeah.
She eventually, like, you know, she spent, like, days and weeks, like, kind of scoping out the grounds, figuring out, like, where stuff was, and it's also rumored that she was actually able to talk to Joseph through prison walls and, like, the gates and, you know, whatever you, okay, would call it, to, so, make, like, their plan.
Does she have powers or something? It's like, how is she doing this?
She's really killing the game, honestly. But so anyway, she got the plan narrowed down enough in her brain. She was like, all right, you know what? I'm doing it. Tonight's the night. I'm ready for Joseph to come home. So she got on a very small boat to, like, ride directly over to the island. And she took with her a pistol, a rope, and a pickaxe. You know, just the three utensils. Just casual. What I keep in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
Purse haul.
Yeah.
So she floated down the river into the darkness. And, of course, obviously, it couldn't be, like, a clear night outside. No. It was a dark and stormy night. So she's riding across the water on a dark and stormy night to go prison break her husband out of this prison fort.
Honestly, she's, like, iconic. But yo, it's just, like, the fact that her husband's a Confederate soldier just makes it...
It makes you mad, yeah.
Mad, I know. Yeah.
Literally, later in the story, I have in my notes written down hashtag girl boss, so...
Honestly, true. She is a girl boss.
It's only going to get better from here. So, their plan was that Joseph, along with a bunch of other Confederate prisoners, were going to get out by Melanie lifting them over the wall with the rope. And then, like, when enough, like three or four of them got over, and Joseph obviously being the first one over, they were going to use the pickaxe and dig a hole through, like, the systems, I guess, to get to the other ones that they were going to rescue.
Okay.
Like, they were breaking everybody out. That was their goal.
Okay.
So, Melanie is waiting in the boat when she hears the signal that they agreed upon, which was her husband whistling a Southern song in quotation marks. So I don't know what song, but
okay.
Oh, my country roads. I don't know. Let me not sing.
I know. Yeah. Like,
but
no, we probably know what it is. I don't.
Oh yeah. Like really, yeah. I don't know what it is right now. But yeah, for sure. Oh, and also, did I mention? I didn't. But you're gonna love this. So Melanie was dressed as a man because obviously in these times, like, if you were caught, like, women can't do anything. They have no rights.
Right.
No anything. So like, it was already gonna be bad if she was caught. And she looked like a man, but like if she was caught and she was a woman, like no, it was killed on the spot, you know. So she dressed as a man, which I think is really funny
to thing like to blend add to in story. More.
Yeah, to like make it look not weird. Like, oh yeah, I lost my fishing hook. Like, you know,
right, right.
I'm a man. I don't know. So,
what a girl boss.
Like, I know. I'm saying, like, she's such a girl boss. So, you know, she gets a signal from her husband. She's like, all right, we're doing this. She throws the rope over and she gets a couple prisoners and they're free. And they're like, all right, like the plan is working. So they're like digging with the pickaxe, tunneling out an escape. But this turned out to take way longer than they wanted to. Obviously, because you're using a pickaxe to dig a tunnel
right
to the fort. Like, I don't know.
I feel like it would have been faster for them to just take them all over
with the rope. Exactly. Yeah. Me and Savannah have a lot of experience with like digging, and like we know how long that takes. So,
yep.
Like, it's just a real big struggle. So, yeah, it was taking way longer than they planned, and they caught the attention of this guard, and obviously the guard called in help, and this led to an entire prison riot. And it was just a big mess.
Oh, God.
And very long story short, Melanie found herself in a standoff with a guard with her pistol that she brought with her. And, you know, she was pointing the gun at him. He was pointing the gun at her. She was like, husband, get behind me. And this is where I said, hashtag girl boss. She was literally like, get behind me, and holding the gun to this guard. Like, this is just such a movie. Oh, my God. So they're like they're just like literally having a standoff for like 10 minutes. And the Union soldier decided, he was like, okay, I have to make a move. And so he like lunged for her to like get the gun out of her hand. Cause you know, he first of all thought it was a man, cause she's still dressed as a man. He was like, I don't want to kill anybody if I don't have to, you know, which is cool. But right. He did end up shooting somebody shot. The gun went off, pow, pow. And the bullet went into Joseph. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it was tragic. So Joseph was shot and he died pretty much almost immediately. And so Melanie, after all that work, just literally watched her husband die in front of her.
Oh, my God. That was, like, so much work. And then
I know. Like, all of that.
Dying anyway.
All of that. And he literally, like, he was still probably going to get out. Yeah. At some point, but.
Right, like, she basically killed him.
Yeah, kind of. Like, so, yeah. So, right after this, obviously, like, she fell to the ground, was, like, crying and, you know, trying to save him, even though he was dead. She, Melanie, was arrested and immediately sentenced to death for organizing a prison break and treason. So, yeah, she was ordered to be hanged for treason. And, you know, at this point, she's literally still dressed as a man. And she had one request before her death. They were like, you know what? Nope, we're killing you and we're killing you right now. But she was like, please, I have one thing. Can I please be, like, hung wearing women's clothing? Like, since I'm a woman, like, can I please? And also, right, like, right. Girl power. Like, but there were no women in this war. And this fort was literally used only for, like, the war at this time. So the guards actually did as best as they could. They were like, okay, like, fine. Like, I have to kill you, but fine. So they went and, like, looked, but there was no women. So there was no women's clothes. So all that they could find was, like, this long black gown. So that's what they gave her to wear. And, I mean, at least they tried, I guess, you know. That's nice. So, and then she put that on, and they hung her. So
see, she girl bossed a bit too close to the sun.
She did. She did indeed. So Melanie, if
anyone knows that TikTok
song. Yeah, I know. I do. Yeah, so Melanie, she's buried on the grounds still to this day, apparently. And she's said to be buried in the black gown. Creepy. And so she left the world knowing that literally she caused her husband's death, just like you said. Like, I mean, literally he wouldn't be dead if it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
Which sucks because she was trying to help him, but, you know. So, obviously, she was holding a lot of guilt. And that is, people say, why her spirit remains restless is because of all the guilt that she has for basically killing her husband. And obviously, countless other bodies and people were killed and buried on the grounds of this fort. So, mysterious sightings happen all the time here. It's super haunted. Just like I'm pretty sure every fort probably is.
Mm-hmm.
So, in literally the days and weeks following her death, soldiers claimed to have seen her image walking aimlessly around, still wearing the black gown. Like, pretty much immediately, they were, like, claiming to see her ghost.
Oh, my God.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And people who have seen her say that, like, they just get an overwhelming sense of, like, a really broken heart, which is just sad. Like, it's so, it's sad. Like, it's not, like, they both died, and for what? Like, they both could have still been alive. Mm-hmm. So, over time, sightings have only gotten more and more common, and today, as I said, she's known as the Lady in Black. Which also, her name's Melanie, and she's a girl boss, so say her name. Not really, but...
Yeah, except not, because...
No, definitely not, but I'm just saying. So, Lady in Black. Not to be confused with the Woman in Black.
I think I hear my dog whining outside my door right now.
Aw, shout out to whichever one it is.
I think I might have locked her in this room.
Aw, Savannah always does that when we record. She locks her dogs in her room.
No, I actually never do that. Like,
no, she, no.
I might need to let her out right now.
No, go save her. Go save her.
Okay.
And we're back once again. Savannah saved Luna. She's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she accidentally got locked in my room. I didn't realize she... She, like, came in and hid in my room while I went to go, like, investigate the sound before.
Luna's such a little cutie.
We've had to stop so many times this time.
I don't even think we've said it, but we also have two assistants at Savannah's house, Lux and Luna, but I call her Little Loon, Loon mm-hmm. Magoon. So.
She is a loon.
She is a loon. But, mm-hmm. anyways, so back to the Lady in Black. So people most often say that they see her standing on top of, like, the arches that look down right upon the entrance to the fort, which okay. That is very creepy. If I walked in and saw a woman in black looking at me, I'd be like, maybe I should turn around. I don't know. But that's the, yeah. like, the most common place. People say, like, the woman in the arches. Like, she has a bunch of different names.
The people, arches, like McDonald's?
Yeah. It's the golden arches. She's just on the McDonald's sign.
Right.
People also claim to hear her voice in the dungeons, like, on the island, echoing through them. And this is because that's apparently where she's buried, where her body was buried, in the dungeons. Because I guess Ooh. That's where they put them. I don't really know.
The dungeons. That sounds so...
I feel like creepy. It's like a catacomb situation maybe down there.
Maybe.
Creepy. People also claim... that, like, objects will move, like, right in front of your eyes with no explanation. Literally, like, this group of soldiers said that they were playing a, like, card game, like, basically poker on the ground, and they watched a stone that was sitting completely still on the ground roll across the room and, like, stop in the middle of the room.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, what was that? So, no explanation with that. And the Lady in Black also isn't really known to harm anybody, but she... absolutely will chase you, which is so good.
Okay.
Yeah, some, like, soldiers claim that they have been chased away from the island, like, by a woman. They're like, and who is that? The one, like, obviously it's the Lady in Black.
So that's like still so scary, even though she's not gonna
yeah I would be so just... scared. Like, please, I do not want any lady running after me. Especially not on some creepy, like, it probably, it's just, ew, no, it would be such a creepy situation. So, I told you literally this entire story about this such a girl boss, and people have like dug really deep into the history trying to confirm this, but tragically, there is no mention anywhere of any woman ever being executed on the island. The earliest written history that anybody can find, like, on this situation is a book written in the early 1900s. And okay. It's by Edward Snow, and it's called The Romance of Boston Bay, if you want to read it. I didn't. But basically, the author, like, details this pretty much exact story. So they don't know if it's true or not, like, if it's confirmed or if this guy just made it up. Because, I mean, I won't lie, it does sound made up. But who says it can't happen? I don't know. And also, if it's not real, then what are people seeing? You know?
Right.
Because, like, even, like, maybe people now, you know, the legend has built over time. You could maybe think you see something. But literally in the legend, it says days and weeks after she died, they were seeing her. And I'm sure not everybody knew about it. So, like, I don't know. I just don't know what to think. So, could be true. Could not be true.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that is the legend of Fort Warren and the Lady in Black.
That's pretty crazy. So the book, that's like the exact story.
It's like pretty much the exact story.
At the same place too? Like, how did they connect the two?
Okay, you know what? Actually, I didn't look at it.
Okay.
Because it costs money. So.
Right.
I didn't pay for it. I won't lie, I didn't pay for it. But apparently, yeah, people say that it's, like, similar enough, I guess, that they think it's not real.
Yeah. So. I wonder if it's actually, like...
Maybe we buy it and read it. Maybe I should have already did that.
Maybe. No, but I just... If it's not... If this book doesn't take place there, then, like, how did it get connected as a story anyway?
Oh, yeah, you know,
true. That sort of makes me think that maybe it is real.
True. I definitely feel that. Maybe I'll look more into that book and tell you next week. I'm going to have to buy it.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yay for war stories.
Yeah.
Our unintentional theme.
I can't believe that we both did Civil War stories.
Like, I know.
Why were we, like, on the same wavelength all the time?
I know. It's literally insane. I'm just like, I wonder what our unintentional theme next week's going to be.
I know. Okay. Right now, I'm going to give you some telepathy.
Okay. I don't have a story yet, but I'm gonna give
honestly
a...
me either, but you know,
we'll just... I'm gonna send some brain juice that way.
Yeah.
So go check out our Instagram to see some pics of our places, and rate and review us on Apple Podcast, please. But other than that, I don't really think I have anything else.
Oh, I do. Ooh. Go comment on our YouTube video too.
Oh yes, definitely go comment, go watch the YouTube videos. You can listen on there too. So don't forget about it. And maybe one day soon we'll have a vlog going to Gettysburg, because that's what I want to do.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm putting it into the universe that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go subscribe to us there just in case we upload a vlog soon. Yes. I don't know.
Do it. But that's really all I have for y'all this week.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Alrighty. Bye.
Cue the music.